started discussing kibud of grandparents yesterday. So we mentioned that this Tshuvas Ma'arik is one of the primary sources where he talks about saying Kaddish for a grandparent, and he says that it's pashut, that the chiv of saying Kaddish is talui in the chiv of kavod. And therefore, he says, there's no chiv of Kaddish for a grandparent because there's no chiv of kavod for a grandparent. Now, just the idea that he says, I wanted to start with this, the idea that he says that the chiv of Kaddish is talui in the chiv of kavod, I'm not sure how obvious that is, that Kaddish is about a mitzvah of kavod. What Kaddish might be about is that the neshama needs a tikkun, and someone needs to be mesaken this neshama, not necessarily about your personal chiv of kavod. Now, Rav Shechti used to explain that it is a chiv of kavod, that meaning it's the neshama needs a tikkun, but why should anyone else be responsible to be mesaken that neshama? The reason that the children are responsible for it is because the definition of kibud avim is to do what parents want, and there's ein osa ritzono gadol mizeh. Then helping them out in the Olam Ha'emes. So that's certainly what the parents want, and therefore that would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of kavod. But I was referring to yesterday with the Chassam Sofer. Rav Shechti quoted that from a Chassam Sofer even. The Chassam Sofer holds that it's a din of kavod. But what I was referring to yesterday that a Chassam Sofer sounds not that way is a Chassam Sofer that comments on an issue that actually relates very much to Purim and to Pesach. And a little bit Chanukah also, but Purim and Pesach mostly. So the Chassam Sofer has the tshuva about the following issue. There was a young man who was learning in yeshiva somewhere, and he found out that his father had died. But the word got back to him that his father had died without an exact date. He's not sure what day his father had died. So he wasn't sure what day to say Kaddish, what day to observe a yard site and say Kaddish for his father. Let's say the suffix was, should he say it on Gimel Iyar or Dalet Iyar, right? He wasn't sure which day is the right day to say Kaddish. So what should he do if he's not sure? And not just say Kaddish, to fast and to do all the things that one does for a tikkun, for the neshama. He didn't know what to do. So the Chassam Sofer says, well, let's take a step back. There is a suffix. What do you do if you don't know what day to read the Megillah? What do you mean you don't know what day to read the Megillah? Read it on Purim. Solved. So what's the issue? There are two potential days where one could be chayiv to read the Megillah. If you live in a walled city from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, but not a currently walled city, a city that was walled from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, you read it on the 15th day of Adar. But if you read it in a non-walled city, most cities, you read it on the 14th day of Adar. What if you're not sure if you live in a if your city was walled from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun or not? So then when do you read the Megillah? Do you read on the 14th day of Adar? So on the one hand you'd say, well, it's a Safik Drabanan, right? Megillah's Drabanan. So on day one, on the 14th day, you should say, Safik Drabanan Lekula. So I won't read today. Then on the 15th day, Safik Drabanan Lekula. But that can't be, because then what's going to happen? You're going to end up not reading the Megillah at all. And the Ran writes in Masechet Megillah, that is not acceptable, to completely lose the mitzvah of Megillah in that town. That's not acceptable. And therefore, what we do is we read on the first of the 2 days. That's how the Ran says in Masechet Megillah. There's a Ran in Masechet Pesachim that deals with the following issue. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kufches says that, let's say, the Gemara says, we know, we have a tradition from Rav Nachman, that you only lean for 2 cups of yayin at the Seder. Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman Tzarech HaSeber, Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman Eilin Tzarech HaSeber. Yayin, we have a tradition from Nachman that some cups of wine do need a Seba, other cups do not need a Seba. Two of them do need to be, you do need to lean, two of them you don't need to lean. Problem is, we don't know which ones he said you need to lean for, which ones he said you don't need to lean for. On the one hand, you would think to lean for the first 2 cups and not the last 2 cups, because at the first 2 cups you're actually describing the chayrus process. You're actually describing how you're going through the process of freedom. By the last 2 cups, it's over already. You're already at benching and hal, whatever, it's over. But on the other hand, one could argue, first 2 cups, you're not free yet. You're still describing the process. Last 2 cups, you're already free. So maybe you should lean on the last 2 cups. So the Gemara leaves it unresolved. And the Gemara says, well, since Itmar Mishmeder of Nachman, Trekasi Kamai Bayasev, and Imar, since we have Hashad Itmar Hachi, Vitmar Hachi, the Gemara says, since we have both possibilities, so we paskin Idivi Idi Bayasev. You need to lean for all 4 cups of wine. Great. Says the Ran, whatever happened to Safik Tarabar Lekula? Why don't we say that Safik Drabanan, leaning is only Drabanan. So first two cups, Safik Drabanan, do you have to lean or not? We should say, don't. Second two cups, do I have to lean or not? We should say, don't. And therefore, you won't have to lean. So the Ron says, well, you can't do that, because then you know you're going to be missing out on the whole leaning. You know, that's not okay. And therefore, says the Ron, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that you lean for all four. So Mishnah Melech asks the obvious stira in the Ron. When we weren't sure about Megillah, which day to read the Megillah, since being Mekel on the Safek Drabanan would mean that you never read the Megillah, so what do we conclude to do? Laying the Megillah only on the earlier day, on the 14th. But when it comes to leaning, since if we were to apply Safek Drabanan Lekula, it would mean that we never lean, so what do? You would think, the Ron, if he were consistent, would say, we should lean only the first two cups. But that's not what he says, because it's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you lean for all four cups. So the Mishnah Melech asks the Kasha, why the difference? Why is it that by the Dalakosas we lean for all four, and by Mikra Megillah you only read on the earlier of the 2 days? So the Mishnah Melech develops the following yesod. Mishnah Melech says there's a big difference between the two cases. Let's say I live in a little town somewhere, a little shtut somewhere that doesn't know if it had a wall from Dez Yeshua bin Nun. Now, does Yerushalayim know what its status is? Yes, it knows that it needs to read on the 15th. Does Woodmere know what its status is? Yes, we certainly read on the 14th in Woodmere. Most cities in the world will lay in the Megillah on the right day and will not have a problem at all. No matter what this little town does, the mitzvah of Megillah is safe. The mitzvah of Megillah will be done properly in 99.9% of the places on earth. This town isn't sure which day it's supposed to do, so we tell it to do the first day, not the second day. We don't have to tell it to do both days, because even if we're wrong, and really it should have been on the 15th, not on the 14th, it's not like we're being ochre the mitzvah of Megillah entirely. Most places are still getting a mitzvah of Megillah. But every Jew in every city in the entire world is in the same boat when it comes to the suffix about which cups to lean for. Okay. Meaning if the rabbis were to say, okay, we have a suffix to abundant about leaning, so everyone should lean for just the first two cups. Let's say we're wrong about that. Let's say really it was supposed to be just the last two cups. Well, then we blew it. Then no one's getting this mitzvah. Then the mitzvah is entirely ruined, because everybody's in the same boat for it. The whole mitzvah is going to be lost. So says Mishnah Melech, that's why the Ron has to say in Psachim that we have to lean for all four, because we can't risk the entire mitzvah being lost. So says the Chassam Sofer, based on that Ron, the Chassam Sofer says, so what do you do in this situation? Parent, you're not sure if the parent died on the third day of the month or the fourth day of the month. When should you say the Kaddish? When should you fast? When do you observe the Yahrzeit? Right? So how do you apply that Mishnah Melech? L'chora, if you're thinking with Ran and Psachim glasses, right? You put on the Ran and Psachim glasses, what would you say? To fast and to, on both days. And if you're using Ran and Megillah, you know, frame of reference, it would be to observe the Yahrzeit on the first day. Well, which is it? The Mishnah Melech told us the rule. Whenever it's something that you're going to be oker, you run the risk, by guessing the wrong day, you run the risk of being oker the mitzvah legamri, of totally uprooting the mitzvah, well, then you do both days. But if you don't run the risk of totally uprooting the mitzvah, you only do one day, you only do the first day. So what would you say? Does this run the risk of totally uprooting the mitzvah? What mitzvah? What mitzvah? The mitzvah of saying Kaddish and fasting, whatever that is, are you going to be okay the mitzvah if you guess wrong? Is it going to be uprooting the mitzvah entirely if you guess wrong? What do you mean, depends on what?
Depends on how we do the chiyuv on Kaddish to begin with.
Okay. So the Chassam Sofer says it depends, but he says something else. And I think you're right. But the Chassam Sofer says it depends if you have any other siblings somewhere else who do know the right day of the Yahrzeit. If you have other siblings somewhere else who know which day is the Yahrzeit, so the Yahrzeit's going to be taken care of, there's going to be a tikkun for the neshama, well, then you can guess, you can take the risk of guessing wrong and use the Ran and Megillah type of attitude. Just like the Ran and Megillah, there are all these other cities in the world that are going to get it right. It's only your personal issue. So you could do it on the earlier day. So here also, you can have all your other siblings are going to be getting it right, wherever they are. It's only your personal issue, so you could do it on the earlier day. What says Chassam Sofer? If you don't have any other siblings, or none of the siblings know which day is the real yard site, they're all in the same boat, then you put on the random Pesachim glasses. And you say, well, wait a second, if we guess wrong, we're going to blow it. We're going to miss it entirely. And therefore, we have to do both days. Right? We have to do both days. Now, what's the Chassam Sofer assuming is the nature of observing a yard site, of saying Kaddish, and fasting and observing a yard site? But is it a mitzvah of Kibra Ve'im, which is your mitzvah, meaning focused on you, your key mitzvah of Kibra Ve'im, or is it about that the neshama be provided a tikkun? That neshama be provided a tikkun? Seems like the latter. Right? Because he's saying the mitzvah is going to be done by somebody. What do you mean? If I have a mitzvah of Kibur Aveim and he has a mitzvah of Kibur Aveim, my mitzvah of Kibur Aveim is not being done by somebody, even if I have brothers. But if it's about the goal of making sure that the neshama gets its tikkun, well then, yeah, the mitzvah, it's being taken care of by somebody. So the Marik's assumption that Kaddish is all about Kibud, I wasn't so sure that that's so clear. I mean, Kaddish may just be about not your mitzvah of Kibud, but about the tikkun that's being provided for that neshama. I mean, Nafkamina would be, the Marik says that since Kaddish is all about your mitzvah of Kibud, if you have, like we said yesterday, two people who died, one of them has two children and one of them has one child. So how do we split the Kadeshim and Shul? Do you do one, 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 or do you do this guy has two children, Reuven and Shimon, and the other guy has a child, Levi, let's say. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, split it that way, three ways. You split it two ways or three ways. So the Marik said that you would split it three ways because it's all about the kids. It's all about their mitzvah of kibud. But l'chora, the way the Chassam Sofer is viewing it is, no, it's not about your mitzvah of kibud. It's really more about the tikkun for the neshama. And there are two neshamos. So Reuven and Shimon should get 50% of the kadeshim together, should get 50% of the kadeshim. And Levi should get 50%. Because it's all about the neshamos. And the neshamos should be are the ones that are really splitting it. Yeah?
Two questions. First,
yeah.
Are we able to derive a nafkamina lachuk about whether or not there is a chiluk between that, between whether it's a, there is a chiluk between whether it's for the neshama or whether it's a tzad kibra v'aim, that tzad kibra v'aim, it's the chor daraisa, and if it's
right, that would be another thing, right? If it's a tikkun for the neshama, it's some sort of din drabanan probably, but if it's mamash akim of kibra v'aim, that's ritzono shalom, so then it would be daraisa. Then it would be a daraisa. That would be a big difference. Is saying Kaddish a mitzvah daraisa? Is it a key mitzvah daraisa? Good question. Well, it's certainly a key mitzvah of tefillah, probably. Nah, not certainly. Maybe. It's a good question.
Also, one more question with the Ran in Megillah that says that we read it on the first day. Rabbi, there's a Rashi in Megillah that says that the reason why we have. The reason why we write exact I remember hearing Rebbe share in Megillah that Rebbe said that we use Purim to figure out what Pesach is going to be, right? So perhaps the Ram was being mocked by the fact that we'll do the first day because everybody knows 30 days after or whatever, how many days after exactly after Purim.
Yeah, there's another factor over there that people Pesach are gonna maybe be no say in Eilu Pesach.
Yeah.
But by Pesach, no, we just, it's Kiddush HaChodesh. It's not Purim that we use. Pesach determines Shavuos.
But also, not necessarily, let's say you got like two straight cloudy days. So in those years when people are
all right, okay.
Bato,
But it's still, it's not a function. Pesach is not a function of Purim. Pesach is a function of Rosh Chodesh. It's not a function of Purim. It doesn't work off of Purim. So let's go back to this Marik. So the Marik said there is no mitzvah of kibbutz of a grandparent. How does he know this? He says, well, first of all, it doesn't say in Shas anywhere. We have all these drushes about how you have to be mechabed your oldest brother, and how you have to be mechabed your stepfather, but no drasha about being mechabed a grandfather. So he says, therefore, it's a raya that there is no mitzvah of being mechabed a grandfather. Aval ben aben bekavod hazaken zelo matzin b'shem makom. We don't find it anywhere. And he says, what are you going to do about the fact that the Gemara uses an expression, b'nei banim harayim kibanim, that grandchildren are like children? He says, yeah, that's with regard to the mitzvah of peruvu, that b'nei banim harayim kibanim. Then he goes on to say, v'teda, and I'll bring you another raya, d'cheinu, shari ben aben kosher lehayid lezikno, l'divrei mar baravash, kitis parakesh nochlin, v'alf gav lasilchs kavzei. We don't pass in this way, but there is one opinion in the 8th parak of Babasra, Daf Kuf Chav Ches, that a grandson can be an aid for his grandfather. No one holds that a grandfather can be an aid for his grandson, by the way. But there is one opinion that a grandson can be an aid for his grandfather. So first of all, right there you see that there's a difference between the relationship going down the generations and the relationship going up the generations. Who's considered a relative going down the generations is not necessarily the same as going up. So even if you say B'nai Banim Arayim Kibanim applies to things like mitzvos of kibbut and the like, but B'nai Banim Arayim Kibanim just tells me that my grandson is like my son. It never tells me that my grandfather is like my father. Grandparents love the grandchildren more than the grandchildren love the grandparents. That's natural. Because Mar Bar Avashi says that a grandchild could even be made for the grandparents. What about Bnei Banim Arayim Kibanim? He says, no, that must be that it's only a din in Puruvu, that Bnei Banim Arayim Kibanim. I think we explained that yesterday. What does it mean it's only a din in Puruvu? That if Rachman al son, a person has children and the children die, the halach is they have to replenish. They have to have more children to replace. If they're left without a son and a daughter, gotta have a son and a daughter. So you gotta have more children. What if the children die, but there are already grandchildren? Then b'nei banim arayim kibanim, you don't have to worry about having more children because you already have the grandchildren. That's the din of b'nei banim arayim kibanim, and that's it. It's got nothing to do with kavod. Good. That is the sheet of the marik. The Ramah in Yerideya, in Simin Resh Mem, Siv Chav Dalid, writes that Yesh Omrim, De'ein Adam Chayiv B'Kvod Avi Aviv. Some say that you don't have a chiyuv of honoring your grandfather. Ve'ein Onir Ali. So who's he quoting? He's quoting the Marik, right? That there's no chiyuv, which is what we said sounds like from Rashi and Makos also. That there's no chiyuv. Rashi says, Ein Omuzar Al Kvodo. You don't have a chiyuv for the cover of the grandfather. Says the Ramah, Ve'ein Onir Ali. I don't think this is correct. Ela Dechayiv B'Kvod Aviv, Yoser Mikvod Avi Aviv. No, it's just that you chayiv to honor your father more than your grandfather, but not that there's no chiyuv of the grandfather at all. And the raya to that is the medrash that Rashi quotes in Parshas Vayigash, that Yaakov brought karbanos l'elokei aviv Yitzchak. Why not l'elokei aviv Avram, just l'elokei aviv Yitzchak? So we see the medrash says that you chayiv in kvod aviv yoser mikvod zikna, you chayiv in the cover of your father more than the cover of your grandfather, but not that you're not chayiv at all in the cover of your grandfather. That is the Ramah. Now, if you look at the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, in the Taz, for example, in Yerideya Reish Mem Siv Katan Chaf, when the Ramah says you have to honor your father more than your grandfather, he quotes the Rashi on Chumash and he says Vitema Aldeya Harishona Shuhuma Harik Dinela Mimenu Pirush Rashi B'Chumash. Taz says, you know, what do you need to know to be like a good Jew? Like, what's the basic curriculum of good Jewishness. How much Torah do you need to know? See, Chumash Rashi is like a basic, right? You would imagine you have to know Chumash Rashi. Marik doesn't know Chumash Rashi? Marik didn't know Rashi? And Marik was a very, very early Achron. Very early. He's quoted on every page in the Shulchan Aruch almost. Meaning, and Beis Yosef himself was very early. So Marik was very early Achron. One could have argued that he just disagreed with Rashi. But Rashi and Chumash isn't Rashi. Rashi and Chumash, everything is from a Medrash, from a Chazal. How could the Marik have missed it? Gilui Mashor of Shlomo Eger points out in his comments on the Shulchan Aruch, after he quotes this Taz, how could the Marik miss the Rashi and Chumash? L'anias daiti zeu b'chlal ein l'mei d'mei ha-medrash. Gilui Mashor tries to defend the Marik. He says, what do you mean? How does he miss the Rashi and Chumash? Was Rashi and Chumash telling us a halacha over here? It's not a halacha. Rashi and Chumash was telling us a drash, an agada. That there is this Haggadah idea that it says Elokei Aviv Yitzchak and not Elokei Aviv Avraham, because Yechayev and Kvod Aviv more than Kvod Zikno. But it's not, Rashi's not saying Lalacha. And he says, I'll prove it to you, Rashi's not saying Lalacha. Because there is one context where Rashi is talking in a Halacha context, and Rashi says there's no Chiyuv of Kvod for a grandfather. And where's that? Makos Taf Yud Beis. So says Shlomo Eger and Gilui Marsha, don't tell me from Rashi and Chumash that the Marik is wrong, because I can tell you from Rashi and Gemara that Rashi and Chumash is wrong. I mean, Rashi and Chumash is not trying to pass an halacha. Rashi and Chumash is telling you agadita. And there's a rule, ein lemeidim midivrei agadah, ein lemeidim min ha-medrash. We have that all the time. That's the comment that Trumas Hadeshen has, such a comment, that ein lemeidim min agadah. We don't learn from medrash and agadah. The Gemara has a comment that the reason we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, what's the reason we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos? Two osos. You always need an os. Bismillah is an os. Shabbos is an os. Tefillin is an os. You need two osos at all times. So during the week, we have Bismillah and tefillin. Shabbos, you have Bismillah and Shabbos. So you don't need tefillin. That's the agadita. That's what the Gemara says. So it says the Shumas Dasha, and so someone who's Mesuach of Machmas Mila, whose brothers died from not having a Mila, so he couldn't get a Mila. It's dangerous for him to get a Mila. He should wear tefillin on Shabbos. Two osos. So it says the Shumas Dasha, no. Ainly made him a divrei agada. You don't learn halachas from agadita. That's a nice agadita. But you don't learn halachas from agadita. That's the rule that we have. Remember when I was in Karen Biavna, my Rav Silver's rule to come to his house on Purim was that you're not allowed to come drunk. No one was allowed to come drunk to his house on Purim. So, and you weren't going to get drunk there either. And one guy, there's nothing funnier on earth than a person who's trying to pretend he's not drunk. So there was one guy who was very clearly not sober, and he was trying really hard to pretend that he was sober. But, you know, like he was shuckling way too much during Rav Silver's Divrei Torah. And Rav Silver was in the middle of saying over Pshat in a Rambam or something in Hilchas Megillah. And the guy just blurts out, and it was about a Rambam in Hilchas Megillah, but not, and the guy just blurts out, but Rebbe, if you don't have a bris milah, do you have to wear tefillin on Shabbos? And Rav Silver just stopped and said, why, David, how long has this been bothering you? but Alam de Shakasha, right? He was asking that Kasha, two osos, you need two osos. So Jim says, Ela made them a divrei agada. You can't learn from drash. That's what Shlomo Eger writes over here. We don't learn from drash. And what I wanted to point out to you, there is a Maram Shik in his Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. Maram Shik, if you ever buy a set of Tshuvas Maram Shik, it comes in three volumes. There are two volumes of Shalos and Tshuvas, and there's one volume that's a Sefer HaMitzvos type of Sefer, where he goes in the order of the Sefer HaChinuch, and he writes like a Minchas Chinuch type of thing. Nice little lamdus on each mitzvah. So in the volume of Sefer HaMitzvos of Maram Shik, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, is the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Eim. So he writes the source number 22 over here. V'hinei, im mechuyav gam b'kvod avi aviv, yesh pluta b'shulchan aruch. L'das marik ein chayiv, v'arama pasak sham d'chayiv gam b'kvod avi aviv, el d'chayiv kvod aviv yoser gadol. Right? The machlokas marik and the Rama. Marik says no chayiv, Rama says yes chayiv, it's just that it's a greater chayiv to honor your father than your grandfather. Everyone asks on the Ramah, but what are you talking about? Makos Daf Yud Beis. It says you're allowed to kill your grandfather if you're the Gaol Adam. If there was a mitzvah, you shouldn't be allowed to kill. If there's a mitzvah of kavod, you shouldn't be allowed to kill him. Haraya, there's a mitzvah of kavod for your father, and that's why you're not allowed to kill your father, even if you are the Gaol Adam. You're not allowed to kill the father. So if there was a mitzvah of kavod for a grandfather, you should not be allowed to kill the grandfather. So how can you say that there's a mitzvah of kavod? How could the Ramah say there's a mitzvah of kavod? Ubesefer chut hamishulash kasav kivan dechiyuv kvod avi aviv hu mitzad aviv v'im kein kishemes aviv einu mechiyuv bekvod avi aviv. So the chut hamishulash says, no. You know why there's no mitzvah of kavod in the case in Makos Daf Yud Beis? It's because the whole mitzvah of kavod for a grandfather is only as an expression of kavod to your father. But what was the case in the Gemara Makos where the grandfather killed? Who did he kill? He killed the middle generation. He killed his own son, who's the Gaol Adam's father. So the father isn't alive anymore. If the father's not alive anymore, Mimela, the grandson, is no longer as a Chiyavav, covered for the grandfather. Because it all works through the father. It doesn't give any Nachas Ruach to the father to give cover to a grandfather when the father's not alive anymore. So Mela, in the case in Makos, that's where there's not going to be a chi of cover anymore. That's what the Chodem Mishul says. Says the Maram Shik, V'zetema, Zarei ikara raya umikra, V'yizbach zvach mele kayav, V'yizchak bam kasha. He says, wait a second. You're going to tell me that, no, don't ask any kashas on the Ramah. Of course there's a chiyuv to honor a grandfather. It's just when your father's not alive, there's no longer a chiyuv to honor a grandfather. Where do we learn the chiyuv to honor a grandfather from? Pasuk in Chumash, Vayigash, right? What's it about? Yaakov bringing korbanos l'elokei aviv Yitzchak. And we say, what, not l'elokei aviv Avram? Oh, but chayiv and kvod aviv more than kvod zikno. Yaakov had a chiyuv of kavod for his grandfather at that time. His father was dead. If his father's dead, there's no chiyuv kavod. Then how come Yaakov has a chiyuv kavod for his grandfather at that time? That was the Ramah's whole source. Was that Rashi and Chumash? That Medrash? But according to the Chodem Mishulash, ainu mechuyev klal v'kvod alachar misazaviv. You shouldn't be chayiv in the covenant of your grandfather at all after your father dies. Shuvri isi sharava mechaber b'chodem Mishulash hirgish b'zeh. Says then I realized that the author of Chodem Mishulash noticed this problem because of liyashev, and he tried to be miyashev as follows. De kavanas hamedrash lochiach. All the Medrash is trying to say is that the mitzvah to honor a grandfather is only a function of the mitzvah to honor a father. And in a chinami, after a father dies, there is no chiv of kavod at all. That's what the Medrash is trying to say. How is the Medrash saying that? It says that he brought Karbanos L'Elokei Aviv Yitzchak. It never said he brought Karbanos L'Elokei Aviv Avram. Why didn't it say Avram? Because at that point, he was no longer Mechuyev in the covenant of Avram. Why is he no longer Mechuyev in the covenant of Avram? Because a person is Chayiv in Kvod Aviv Yoser Mikvod Zikna. You're Chayiv in Kvod Aviv more than the covenant of grandfather. How are we Magdir that? What does that mean? I'm chayiv in the cover of my father more than the cover of my grandfather. Is it like how tall I stand up when he walks into the room? How much food I get him when he's hungry? How are you magdir? What's called more? Elamai, what it must mean is that the nature of the chiyuv is different. By your father, you chayiv bein b'chayiv bein lachermoso. Both when a father is alive and when a father is deceased, a person has to honor a father. By a grandfather, there's no inherent chi of kavod. The chi of kavod is only insofar as it does nachas ruach to the father. Memela, once the father is dead, there's no chiyuv of kavod for the grandfather, because it's no longer doing nachas ruach to the father. So chiyuv kavod of Yosef mikvod zikno means not just that it's more of a chiyuv; it means that there's no inherent chiyuv of kvod zikno. The whole nature of the chiyuv of kavod for a grandfather is only insofar as it's doing nachas ruach to the father. That's what the Chulam Mishulah suggests. And that's why, Be'elkeh of Yitzchak, since Yitzchak is dead, that's why Avram doesn't get mentioned. Because there's no longer a chiyuv of kavod to Avram at all. It would be a big nafkaminas now. If you can say like that, that it's only a function of the chiyuv kavod, of the nachas ruach, the chiyuv kavod for grandfather is only a function of the nachas ruach you're doing for the father. What would be the halacha, for example, if the father and grandfather don't get along at all, and it drives the father crazy that you respect the grandfather, makes him unhappy, do you still have a chiv cover to the grandfather? Should you dafka not be mechabe the grandfather? If there's no chiv of cover to him as a person, the only chiv covered is only through the father, l'chor, if it drives the father crazy, you dafka can't be mechabe the grandfather. Are you allowed, are you, and let's say you do it quietly without the father knowing about it. Are you getting a mitzvah of kavod of a grandfather? If it only runs through the nachas ruach of the father doesn't know about it, he might as well be dead. Doesn't give him any kavod. It's not giving the father any kavod. So it wouldn't be a chiyuv kavod. It says, V'liya davar kasha. It says, Maram Sheik, I got problems with this. Dim kein, havalei la'ashas leilef, me'es avicha l'rabos avi aviv. Omi ve'es l'rabos hazakenim. Umanolei l'midish minei l'rabos achiv o'esh asavim. He says, if there is a chiyuv kavod for a grandfather that runs through the father, the Gemara in Kiddushin tries to learn from the word es in the pasuk. Kabeit es avicha, ve'es imecha. What do we learn from the es? Isn't this a layup? Isn't this such an easy one? If avi aviv is a function of aviv, wouldn't es avicha be naturally lead you to say that that's about the grandfather? But it doesn't say that. What does it say? It's about the stepfather. It's about your big brother. How is that? Why don't we just say the grandfather? Al kar chiyuv kvod avi aviv hu mitzal esvara shegam avosav hazakenim heim b'miktsas ka'avosav. Ukimo chatzi shir. Melitza. That yechiv kavod for a grandfather is a chatzi shir of a father. Just like chatzi shir asaminatara, there's an isidaraisa to eat a kezias of nevela. But if you eat a half a kezias of nevela, it's a chatzi shir, so it's still an isidaraisa, you just don't get an onash. Honoring grandfathers like a chatzi shir mitzvah kibravei. Now, does he mean that literally, that it's a chatzi shir? There's a major discussion in poskim whether there's such a thing as a chatzi shir b'mitzvahs. If you do a chatzi shir b'mitzvah, by yisurim, yes, chatzi shir asur min haTorah. What about by a mitzvah? You do a chatzi shir of a mitzvah. Does that count as a partial mitzvah? This is the famous example. Two Jews, one kezias of matzah. What do you do? Fight to the death for the one kezias of matzah? Or maybe split it. Each guy will have a half a kezias. If you hold that there's an inyan of chatzi shir even by mitzvahs, so then maybe you could hear of a possibility that splitting it might be a good option. Each guy will get a partial mitzvah, chatzi shir of a mitzvah. But if you hold that there's no din chatzi shir b'mitzvos, so splitting it, everyone loses. No one's going to get the mitzvah. You got to get, someone should get the mitzvah. You have a gezeis matzah, someone should end up with the mitzvah. Right? So the Maram Shik uses this melitza. That by kibud of a grandfather is a chatzi shir of kibud av. What does he mean by chatzi shir? It doesn't really mean chatzi shir. What he means is that it's someone who is deserving of respect in a way that is similar to the way your father deserves respect, but not as intensely as your father deserves respect. You hear? He deserves respect in a very similar way that your father deserves respect, but not as intent as in as intense a manner as your father deserves respect. So Maram Shik says very clearly different than the Chura Meshulash. Chura Meshulash understands kavod of your grandfather is only a function of the fact that it does nachas ruach to your father, but there's no inherent need to respect him. Maram Shik understands there's absolutely an inherent need to respect him, and it doesn't only work through the father. It's just that you don't have the same intensity of chiyuv toward the grandfather that you do toward the father. And therefore, you don't need a pasuk for it, because it's a svara. Lomeli kra svarahu. It's a svara. By your older brother, you need a pasuk. You need ve'es. By your stepfather, you need a pasuk. This is purely a svara. And he says that's what the Medrash means. That you have to honor your father more than your grandfather means, more intensely. Then he says this may relate to Machlokas, Marshal, and Marshal. Okay, we'll leave that part out. So it turned out, according to the Maram Shik, if your father and grandfather don't get along, do you still have a chiyuv to honor your grandfather? Yes. Should you do it if that's going to be perceived as a dishonor to your father? Probably not, because your chiyuv is more intense toward your father, so your loyalties must lie with your father. What about the following? Your father asks you for a glass of water and your grandfather asks you for a glass of water, and there's only one glass of water to give. Who do you serve? What do you say? See, if there's no chiv of kavod to a grandfather at all, you'd say it's davar pashut, give it to your father. You don't have a chiv of kavod to a grandfather. If the chiv of kavod to a grandfather is only works through the father, is that it makes the father happy, it's a form of service to your father, maybe one could argue that the father should come first, because that's who your loyalties have to lie with. Or maybe no. Maybe one could argue it works through your father, but when there is a shibud that your father has, your father has his own service that he has to perform, so you can skip that step. Meaning, since it works through your father, and your father has that chiyuv, what greater favor can you do for your father than enabling his mitzvah of giving that water to the grandfather? The mashal that's given is the Gemara in Kiddushin says, your father asked for water, your mother asked for water. So who do you give the water to? If they're still married, to the father. Why? Because the mother's chayiv in the covenant of the father. So if they're still married, you give it to the father. Well, by that transitive property, maybe if your father and grandfather both ask for water, you should give it to the grandfather. It's like Shibud to Rabbi Nassan applies by Dini Maminus. She goes straight to the grandfather. If the Chiyuv Kavod is an inherent Chiyuv Kavod for the grandfather, it doesn't work through the father. It's just an inherent Chiyuv of Kavod. It's not that it's working through the father. Then maybe it would be pasha that you give it to the father and not to the grandfather. Because if it's not working through the father, you don't have to think about your father. Yeah, you give to the father, let your father give it to your grandfather if he wants to. But that's not your business. I'm saying, if it works through the father, it could be that you're supposed to bypass the father. That your chiv covered to the grandfather is through the father, and the father's chiv covered is there, so you have to always be cognizant of that. So maybe then you'd give it to the grandfather. But if it doesn't work through the father, it bypasses the father. It's just not bypass the father. It's a separate chiyuv. Grandfather, as an individual, deserves his own kavod, and father deserves his own kavod, and the father's kavod has to be more intense. Then maybe you give it to the father, not the grandfather, and maybe it would be enough for me. What about this Gemara and Sota we mentioned yesterday? The Rav Acha Bar Yaakov raised his grandson Rav Yaakov. And he said, get me a glass of water. And Rav Yaakov said, hey, I don't recall being your son. So the implication is that there's no chiv of kavod for a grandfather. So what would the Marik say? Exactly, Marik would say, right? No chiv kavod for a grandfather. How's the Ramah going to deal with that? So a couple of things. The Ramah might say that the chiv of kavod for a grandfather, if you say like the Chuda Meshulash, that it works through the father, it's only when the father is alive that you have a chiv kavod for the grandfather. Well, obviously, Rav Yaakov's parents weren't alive. How do I know obviously they weren't alive? If they were alive, why is the grandfather raising him? Memela, he has no chiv kavod, even according to the Ramah. He would have no chiv kavod. But if you say, like the Maram Shik, that there is a chiv kavod for a grandfather independently, just because he himself, Misvara, is deserving of kavod, chatzi shir of a father, so why isn't Rav Yaakov chayiv to be mechaved his grandfather? According to Maram Shik's understanding of the Ramah, it's a chatzi shir of kavod, keep it up. He should have to be mechaved the grandfather. So Yad Avram suggests in the Shulchan Aruch that maybe, even according to the Ramah, that a grandson has to be mechaved a grandfather, maybe that's only a function of Bnei Bana Mariam Kibana. Maybe that's only a function of your grandchildren being like your children, and maybe Bnei Bana Mariam Kibana is only Bnei Bana and not Bnei Bita. Maybe Bnei Bana Mariam Kibana is only your son's sons, not your daughter's sons. Why would that be the case? In terms of Korva, Psule Eidos, it's your daughter's sons also. So why would we say it? In terms of Puravu also, it's your daughter's sons also. So why would we say B'nai Banu Merim Kibana, not B'nai Banos? Because there is one halacha where it may be different. Your chiyuv to be Malame Torah to your sons extends to your grandsons as well, the Gemara in Kiddushin says. Maybe that only applies to your grandsons who are your sons' sons. Since you have a chiv to be melamed Torah to your sons and not your daughters, maybe your chiv to be melamed Torah to your sons extends even to their children, to their sons. But your chiv to be, you don't have a chiv to be melamed Torah to your daughters, and mela, there would be no chiv to be melamed Torah to your daughters' sons, because they are not, because the chiv works through your children, it works through that middle generation. So it would stop at the middle generation if the middle generation is a daughter. So if you view the mitzvah of kibud, of a grandfather, in this light, what does that mean? What does that mean? I think this is a third possibility of how to view kibud. One was, it's nachas ruach to your parents. Right, that was the Chuna Meshulash. Then we had a possibility. No, it's not just Nachas Ruach to your parents. Maram Shik said it's a Chatzi Shir of Kibbutz. It's Mistaver. Anyone that you descend from, that but for them you wouldn't exist. It's Mistaver. You need to be Mechabed them, right? And it would be Mistaver to say the same about a great grandfather and a great great grandfather and a great great grandfather, a great 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 grandfather, even if you're not even a Karov, like Rav Yashu, when his great 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 grandson was born, he said, I think I could be an Eid at his Chasna. We're not even Krovin. Because so many generations removed. But you still have a Chiv Kavod, even if he's not Rav Yashu, because but for him, you don't live. But I think what we're suggesting over here, what the Yad Avram is suggesting, is a third possibility. The chiyuv kavod for a grandfather is that you need to be mechabed he who is moser Torah to you. Chiyuv kavod for a mother is kibud eim. Nothing to do with Torah. She gives you Torah, doesn't give you Torah, it doesn't matter. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, kibud eim. Chiyuv kavod for a father, kibud av. It may also be an element of mesiras haTorah with the father, maybe an additional element. But kavod for a grandfather is purely a function of Mesiras HaTorah. If it's a function of Mesiras HaTorah, then it wouldn't apply to a maternal grandfather, only to a paternal grandfather. Assuming that you don't have a chiv to teach your daughter's son's Torah. But it's still very shver to say not to honor a grandfather, especially since in the case of Rav Yaakov, his grandfather, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, taught him Torah. It was his Rebbe. But he did have a chiv to teach him Torah. What I would like to do tomorrow, I think Rabbi Levin's going to be sharing Thursday, so tomorrow may be our last day in this packet. So I want to take a look at the piece that Rav Asher Weiss has in the back of the packet over here, and then, if we have time, to get into some of the other issues. Puruvu, Bnei Banim Arayim Kabanim when it comes to Puruvu, Bnei Banim Arayim Kabanim when it comes to Talmud Torah, since this is the bridge, right? The Puruvu Talmud Torah is exactly the points we were just stressing right now. Okay, so we'll pick up there tomorrow.